What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, where we demand that you play at a higher level and find a way to win every single day. And today's episode on Find a Way Daily is You Are a Tree. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. Okay, so I've been, you know, we are a little over halfway through the year. And a common conversation that comes up is, why am I not getting results faster? Right? I have a lot of coaching clients that ask me, why are the results coming faster? And there's two things that I have to do. Number one is to give you some dang awareness about how far you've actually come. You are a high achiever and you want things fast. You demand results, and that's good, right? Not being satisfied it's an ambition. It's a symptom of ambitious people. Ambitious people get impatient, and that's good. I think there's a certain level of you play at a higher standard, but you also got to understand that your empire, your development takes time, and anything that goes too fast is really hard to sustain, right? Your body losing weight. When you lose weight really fast, guess what's happening? That weight's coming right back on. You know it. When somebody wins the lottery, what do? They lose it all. And that's because you are a tree. Here's my question for you. Like, how fast will a tree grow? The answer is as fast as it can. No faster, no slower. A tree will grow as fast and as tall as it can, and you are no different. My friend, some things take time. I know this. I fall into this. Right? Like, I have ridiculous goals. My coach that I go to is always like, you are doing great. And here's what I want you to understand. I don't want you to make where you are wrong, because as soon as you do that, it causes a breakdown for you. Where you are is awesome. What you have achieved is amazing. And you also want more. You're eager for more. You can be both. You can be content with where you are and proud of what you've accomplished and be eager for more. But what I don't want you to do is make how far you've come wrong. You never want to make progress feel like failure. Because what it does is it ends up having you perform based on the results that you're getting. Like, do you understand that? Like, you end up performing based on the results that you're getting. If I get good results, I'll keep going. If I don't get good results, I'm going to stop. I'm going to go try something else. And you and I both know that is not how people succeed. That is not how you get to the next level. That is not how you find a way to win. Your success is largely determined by your ability to keep moving forward in the face of what appears to be no results. And that's just how life is. I don't have the answer. I don't know why. But anybody who tends to succeed really fast overnight generally loses it. You don't want that. You want to become the person that it takes for you to become to reach the goals that you've set. You don't want the goals handed to you overnight. Then you can't keep them. So how fast will you grow? How fast will your business grow? How fast will your relationship grow? And the answer is as fast as it will. No faster, no slower. It's okay to be patient and eager for more. It's okay. You can be both. But what I want to invite you to do is don't rush your success. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be nice. You're going to love it. And I want you to enjoy the process, because focusing on the process is where all the good stuff is. That's where it is. You growing into this large, powerful tree takes time. The roots need to develop. The deeper they go and the stronger they are, the more sustained that will be and the more proud you'll be at the end of this tunnel. But you don't want to be the tree that grows tall and then when the storm comes, poof, it just gets toppled over. Be okay putting in the struggle. Be okay developing the roots. Be okay taking time, because I promise you, if you do that, if you play the long game and you are okay with, you know, staying consistent over the long haul and putting in the work and, you know, in the face of what appears to be no result, if you do that, you're going to keep moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward consistently, slow and steady, base hit every day, base hit every day, base hit every day, while other people are streaky. And as you keep moving forward with this patience and appreciating where you're at and still eager for more, and you keep going, you will look around you one day and you'll realize that nobody is around you in the race. They've all fallen back because they were looking for short-term results, and when they didn't get it, they quit. There's something about the underdog that loves that struggle, that loves being the underdog, that we all love, that we all appreciate, but then when it comes time to do it, we don't do it. I want you to give yourself time and appreciate. So my question, I got a couple questions for you. What is awesome about what you've achieved so far? This might be a hard exercise for some of you guys. What is awesome and amazing about what you've achieved? About where you are? About your relationship, your business, your health? What have you been doing what can you think about right now that you've accomplished that when you think about it, you're like, yep, that's me. I'm a baller. Instead of making where you're at wrong. And when was the last time you stayed consistent for 90 days, even though you thought you weren't going to get results? Right? There's two parts to this. What can you appreciate about where you are right now? And when was the last time that you actually stayed consistent and gave at least 90 days? And for most people listening to this podcast, you'll be like, holy crap, he's right. I don't even give it 90 days. I'm so much in a hurry to get results that I don't even give it 90 days. I don't even 3 months. I'm 2 weeks into it and I'm like, this doesn't work. I'm out. You and I know that. You already know that. I'm just reminding you already know that's not the way. I want to challenge you to appreciate where you are, be patient, and grow like a tree. Slow, steady, develop those roots, and you will be blown away. And here's what it is. It's a 90-day challenge. What have you been trying to be consistent on? What's the strategy you think you should be taking? And I want you to stay there for at least 90 days. And when you get to 90, don't be afraid to go to 120. And when you get to 120, don't be afraid to go to 180. Don't be afraid. Keep moving forward. Keep staying consistent. There's going to be bad days you don't feel like it. There's days where the tree goes through the storm and it doesn't like it. It's uncomfortable. There's days where it doesn't have any rain. And I don't like it. I don't feel like growing, but it does anyway. Very slowly, very steadily. You are no more than a tree. You're the same way, okay? So I hope you enjoyed. That's all I got for you from this podcast here today. If you know somebody who should be listening to this and should be taking their time and growing like a tree, I'd love it if you shared it with them. I am totally grateful for you spending the time with me to listen to this. I hope it helps you find a way to win. If you haven't said hi on Facebook or subscribed to the podcast, all that good stuff, go ahead and do it. I would love it and be honored if you did. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly go find a way to win.